Meeting to order. It's the reorganization meeting, Monday, 7:35, January 6, 2014. And we are going to begin by the presentation of certificates of election, and I will swear you in. And the first person to be sworn in is John Bright.
Got him, Mayor.
Got him. Okay.
Thank you. Julie.
I'm ready.
You got the four course the oaths in my folder.
Do you have the oaths in your folder?
In my folder.
Ah.
Thank you.
All right, please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Charlie Bright.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of my appointed office.
The duties of my
elected
office.
Elected office.
For the borough of Edgewood with fidelity.
For the borough of Edgewood with fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's you, John Brink. John, you're next.
Forge one?
Question for the solicitor. We have one other re-elected official who will be sworn in separately, who is unavailable this evening. So do we need to state that for the record?
Yeah, I think that the minutes should reflect that Mr. Wilson is having a medical reason. So we can proceed and swear him in at the next meeting for his new term because he's still a council member until he's sworn in to replace himself.
All right. So we can wait until the next council meeting, or can the mayor do that?
He needs to be here.
Be here. Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification.
That was your question, that he needs to be here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Dr. Wallace, Mr. Wainwright,
here.
Mr. Wilson,
just
I'm going to say goodbye. Jennifer, before you leave.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Dr. Petrola?
Here.
Mr. Fuller?
Here.
Ms. Schaefer?
Here.
Let the record show Mayor Cook and the solicitor are here. Let's rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mayor, you're up.
Yeah. Now I'd like to have a moment of silence for Nancy Davis Bryce. She had been a council member and a resident of the borough.
She was a council member elected in 2008 and served for 6 months out of that year, in which she resigned for personal reasons. She was still an elected official, and she was also president of the Garden Club.
Thank you. Now we'll have the nominations for the council president. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Pat Schaefer.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Say no. All right. Thank you very much. Now we'll have the nominations for vice president.
I'll nominate George Fuller for vice president.
Let the record also indicate that we are not required to have a second to that. I read up on that today. I personally think that's a good idea. Do we have a second?
It's procedurally, and everything's cool unless there's a contest.
Right. Are there any other nominations? Everybody in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, say nay. Carries. Congratulations. Next, we'll have nominations for President Pro Tem. Ms. Schaefer.
I'd like to nominate John Wainwright.
Any other nominations? Then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, say nay. Congratulations. At this point, then, I'm going to turn the meeting over to our former and current president, Ms. Schaefer.
Well, thank you, Mayor Cook, and thank you, council members.
Chair there. Slide that one. Oh, I know why. Because that rung had fell off there, and we were re-gluing it.
Maybe it'll fall apart.
Yeah, we'll see.
What, my chair?
Yeah, your chair was the rungs that fell out, so we had to re-glue it, so that's why.
That's comforting. I want to welcome Dr. Petrola to council.
Thanks.
And we've already talked a little bit about him meeting with the manager and assistant borough manager, our solicitor, Mayor Cook. It would be good for you to also talk with Dr. Petrola.
Oh, I've met.
But to talk about the mayor and
will do.
And working with council as well as our police chief. And he met Mr. Halley, Mr. Reynolds. I didn't know, he'll probably be. We recommend that he go to a volunteer firefighter meeting to get to know the volunteer firefighters as well.
Good.
And he got the big binder. So.
The book of life.
The book of life. All right. So let us proceed on. Resolution 2014-1, appointing the borough manager slash secretary, Mr. Fuller.
Resolution 2014-01, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of maintaining a productive experience from professional management staff, and whereas Warren Ciccone has satisfactorily served in the position of borough manager as secretary, now therefore be resolved that Warren Ciccone be reappointed to the position of borough manager secretary for fiscal year 2014 at a salary of $80,249.75. Adopted the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Any questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-01 passes. Resolution 2014-02, Dr. Petrola.
Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of managing and maintaining a professional and well-trained police department, and whereas Robert C. Payne has exhibited both the knowledge and ability to serve in this capacity of Chief of Police with integrity and excellence, now therefore be it resolved that Robert C. Payne be reappointed as Chief of Police for the Borough of Edgewood for the fiscal year of 2014, a salary of $74,305.13. appointed this the 6th of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Questions or comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-02 passes, and welcome aboard again, Mayor Green, and also you, Mr. Sikorski.
Thank you.
Resolution 2014-03, appointing of the Assistant Borough Manager, Mr. Wainwright.
Resolution 2014-03, whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the need for overall professional management and administration of the borough, and whereas Julie Bastianini has held the position of Assistant Borough Manager for over 2 years and has demonstrated the knowledge and dedication required to serve in this capacity, now therefore be it resolved that Julie Bastianini be reappointed to the position of Assistant Borough Manager for the fiscal year 2014 at a salary of $52,291.04. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-03 passes. Resolution 2014-04, Mr. Bright.
Resolution 2014-04, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of retaining legal counsel on behalf of the borough, and whereas W. Timothy Barry, Esquire, has exhibited the knowledge, ability, and dedication to the borough in his service as borough solicitor, now, therefore, be it resolved that W. Timothy Barry, Esquire, be reappointed as borough solicitor. The 2014 retainer shall be at a rate of $1,200 per month. All work performed by the solicitor outside the parameters of regular borough business will be paid at a rate of $150 per hour for Mr. Timothy Barry and Associates, and shall be discussed with the appropriate committee for authorization. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Any questions or comments? We try to work very efficiently with our council. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-04 passes. Resolution 2014-05, Mr. Fuller, building inspection.
Resolution 2014-05, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of maintaining a professional and certified code enforcement staff, and whereas Building Inspectors Underwriters, Inc. has exhibited both the knowledge and ability to provide building inspection and code enforcement services for the Borough of Edgewood, now, therefore, be it resolved that Building Inspection Underwriters, Inc. be responsible for building inspection and code enforcement. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Mr. Ciccone, you want to explain how we work with Building Inspection Underwriters?
Yeah, it's a third-party inspection agency, and they they are qualified to UCC building codes and zoning and so forth. So Alan comes into the office on a Monday and Friday and spends several hours here and goes out and does inspections for occupancy permits, building inspections, meets with people on zoning, and then we have a set rate of fees that we charge, and they get a percentage of that based on what they're doing. And also, we do some in-house code enforcement, but it's basically he's responsible to go out and do, like when they're building the school over here, he'll go out and do footer inspections, he'll do framing inspections, and then when it gets further along, he'll be doing fire alarms and stuff like that, handicap accessibility and stuff like that. And mainly, most of the boroughs are doing that now, and the smaller boroughs, especially because the cost of keeping somebody that's UCC certified and all these certifications to do that is pretty tough. You need almost, used to be 19 or 20 certifications just to be able to do residential and commercial at the lower levels. That's why we've been dealing with them for years now, I don't know, 7, 8 years maybe.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 2014-05 passes. Resolution
2014-06,
Dr. Petrola.
Resolution 2014-06, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of retaining an engineering firm on behalf of the borough, and whereas Lennon Smith Solaret Engineering Incorporated has exhibited both the knowledge and ability to serve in the capacity of a borough engineer, now therefore be resolved that Lennon Smith Solaret Incorporated be reappointed to the position of borough engineer. Adopted this the 6th of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Mr. Scone, you want to talk about our engineering?
Yeah, well, that's our third party. Engineering has all the certifications, and they do a lot of work for us. They do all the EPA consent order work for us. They'll do all the feasibility studies and all the areas in that. They also prepare all of our specs for any construction projects we're doing, such as right now we're doing a sewer project. They will receive those. We'll be starting here very shortly with a projected road program. They do that. They were overseeing the bids for the playgrounds and anything that has that type of an engineering thing we do out of house because of the expense involved. So they're very active in the day-to-day. You'll see a lot of stuff to do with the sewers, really. That's their main focus here at the borough right now.
Streets. Also road paving.
Off-road paving? Yeah.
Also.
Oh.
Not off-road paving. Also road paving.
Sorry, yes.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-06 passes. Resolution 2014-07, appointing the bank depository, Mr. Wainwright.
Resolution 2014-07, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of retaining a bank depository on behalf of the borough, now therefore be it resolved that Citizens Bank, National Association, and PNC Bank are both appointed as borough depositories for a one-year term effective immediately. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second. Questions or comments? Mr. Scone, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we use Citizens Bank right now for our main deposits, our general revenue, our SOAR funds, and that type of stuff. But we also went out and did a $1 million bank loan for the road paving program, and PNC Bank has the deposits for that. That was one of the requirements of the loan, was to we had to open up a deposit with them. So. Also, we'll be talking about in the future moving several more accounts to them.
And when you meet with Mr. Ciccone and Ms. Bastianini, thank you, I'm working on it, they'll also talk with you about the tax anticipation note, the TAN, and what that means for us as well. Any other questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-07 passes. Resolution 2014-08, appointing the vacancy board. Mr. Bright.
Okay. Resolution 2014-08. Whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of maintaining a productive and effective governing body, and whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance and need to fill council vacancies promptly, and whereas Article 9, Section 901 of the Borough Code provides for a vacancy board, and whereas the vacancy board shall consist of borough council exclusive of the mayor and one registered elector of the borough who shall serve as chairman of the vacancy board. Now therefore be it resolved that the borough of Edgewood hereby appoints Jennifer Gleba to the vacancy board until the next reorganization meeting of the council of the borough of Edgewood. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the council of the borough of Edgewood.
Second. Any questions or comments? Jennifer, prior to the vote, I want to thank you for your willingness to put forth your name or allow us to put forth your name for this and for your interest in still being a part of council and also for your past work, which was excellent and invaluable to all of us. So, any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Jennifer? Welcome as chairperson of the vacancy board. Resolution 2014-09, appointing the planning commission, Mr. Fuller.
Resolution 2014-09, whereas the borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of aesthetics in maintaining the character of the borough, whereas the borough of Edgewood has an active and involved planning commission, and whereas James Sagidi has exhibited the desire, knowledge, and ability to contribute positively to the Planning Commission. Hopefully I said his name correctly. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints James Sagidi to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to the term which will expire December 31st, 2015. Adopted this 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Yeah, comment is these are normally four-year terms, but at some point in time, we had too many people 1 year, so you'll see some different lengths of term of these people we're appointing so that we can get it staggered like it's supposed to be by the planning code.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-09 passes. Resolution 2014-10, appointing to the planning commission, Dr. Petrola.
Resolution 2014-10, whereas the borough of Edgewood recognized the importance of aesthetics in maintaining the character of the borough, and whereas the borough of Edgewood has an active involved planning commission, and whereas J. Edward Cook has exhibited the desire, knowledge, and ability to contribute positively to the planning commission. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints J. Edward Cook to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2015. Are adopted this the 6th of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments?
For the record, since that resolution is not legislative in nature, it cannot be vetoed by the mayor.
Thanks.
I love those.
Good news is we'll double your
pay. Yes, we're a contentious group. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, was that only a month that I was appointed?
No.
2 hours.
We'll extend it.
Once again, Mr. Cook has been active in the community, not only as mayor, but also multiple times as an appointed and elected council person and on the Edgewood Foundation as well. And he can tell you anything you ever wanted to know about ants. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Yes. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Resolution 2014-10 passes. Resolution 2014-11, Mr. Wainwright, which is the appointing of the Planning Commission.
Resolution 2014-11. Whereas the borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of aesthetics and maintaining the character of the borough, and whereas the borough of Edgewood has an active and involved planning commission, and whereas Robert Grubb has exhibited the desire, knowledge, and ability to contribute positively to the Planning Commission, now therefore be it resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints Robert Grubb to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2017. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Mr. Grubb has also been very active in the borough and on the Planning Commission in the past as well. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And resolution 2014-11 passes. Resolution 2014-12, appointing to the Planning Commission, Mr. Bright.
Resolution 2014-12. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of aesthetics and maintaining the character of the borough, and whereas the Borough of Edgewood has an active and involved planning commission, and whereas Audrey Waldock has exhibited the desire, knowledge, and ability to contribute positively to the planning commission, now therefore be it resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council appoints Audrey Waldock to the Edgewood Borough Planning Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2017. Adopted this the 6th day of January 2014 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Waldock was also a council member and has also been on the Planning Commission and has been active in support of the borough. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Just one aye? All right. Just checking. Resolution 2014-12 passes. Resolution 2014-13, appointing to the civil service, Mr. Fuller.
Resolution 2014-13, whereas the Borough of Edgewood has a civil service commission, and whereas it is the desire of the Borough Council to maintain a degree of continuity and experience on a civil service commission, and whereas Joe Schlesinger has exhibited knowledge and ability to make positive contributions to the Civil Service Commission, now therefore be resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council will hereby appoint Joe Schlesinger to the Civil Service Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2019, adopted the 6th day of January 2014 at the meeting of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Yes, this was brought about because a Joy McNally that served for several years did not want to be reappointed. So Joe, she was on the one of the alternates. Her and Ben were the two alternates. So we will be looking for another alternate. But the new adoption of the borough code now provides for two alternates also that it didn't before. So Joe has willingly accepted the appointment forward. Question real quick. Yes, Tim.
I was just going to comment on that because the other thing that I want to make sure that we realize is that the borough code now requires a quorum of three.
Yes.
So you definitely need to use those alternates. Okay. So it's important to appoint the alternates.
Question for you. Now that she's assuming a full-time appointment to the board, we should swear her in again as a regular member. She was sworn in as an appointment to a alternate. Do we need to swear her back in?
Yeah.
Okay. Mayor, we got some more work for you.
Just a simple answer.
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Yes.
Aye. Opposed. Resolution 2014-13 passes. At this time, we will entertain items from the floor. If you would please come to the podium, put your name, address, and state who you are. In 5 minutes. There being no items from the floor, which is so unusual, we will proceed on with committee action. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Bright.
Motion to authorize payment of bills. I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, on bill list dated December 30, 2013, from the General Fund, in the amount of $44,613.02, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $0, for a total of $44,613.02, and on bill list dated January 3, 2014 from the general fund in the amount of $118,521.96 and from the sewer fund in the amount of $2,175.44 for a total of $120,697.40.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Gleba, Mr. Bright, do you have any?
These are mostly routine expenses. There's really nothing unusual here.
There was a window payment in there.
Any other questions or comments? Mr. Sakeni, call the roll.
Yes. Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. At this time, is there any new business to be brought before council? I would like to have folks consider a committee of the whole meeting for the last Monday of the month, if you would check your calendars to see if that's possible. 7:30. Just to review last year and also to talk about the goals for this year. The different committees can give reports on last year. There will also be committee assignments. I'll have committee assignments probably tomorrow out to you. But I would like to call a committee of the whole meeting just so that we can, rather than have a retreat, I think that we can work just as efficiently in an evening. So,
Madam President, may I have a minute with the chief and then I might have a request after I talk with him?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any other new business?
You want to do that at 7 or 7:30?
7?
We usually do 7.
Okay, let's do 7. Yeah, let's do 7. 27th? Okay. So on the 27th at 7 p.m. here in Council Chambers, we'll have a committee of the whole meeting.
Yes, Madam President, I don't know if this is the proper time, but it would certainly be good as far as the myself and the police department feel that if public safety could meet in reference to interviewing the candidates for part-time and that we're concerned about losing officers. It's a little hasty, I understand. We're not sure who's all on those committees yet or that committee.
Well, public safety will remain the same.
Okay.
So that is Mr. Fuller, Mr. Wainwright, and Mr. Wilson.
When would you like to do that?
You set the time, and the chief and I'll accommodate you.
Chief, what's good for you?
If it's entirely up to you guys, I have 7 candidates that I'll need to put in front of the public safety. If you want to do that in one night,
I think so. Yeah. I believe one night would be better. You want to try next Monday?
Next Monday would give you more than enough time to get everybody set up for that, yes.
What time?
5 a.m. probably I'll shoot for, 6:30?
That would be good.
Is that okay with you, John?
Yep.
I'll check with Jack if he can't make it.
Just let me know. So that's the 13th at 6:30 p.m., and that's public safety, and it will be interviewing for part-time police officers.
Probably have another one at the end of the month, I think. I know our chief would like to speak to public safety, but I don't think that would be a good meeting.
Why don't we?
We can accommodate public safety. We're at your pleasure.
Yeah. I just don't
Monday think. We can do Monday.
I don't know. Well, the problem is I don't know if that would jam too much into that evening.
No, I understood. 7 candidates, that's a lot to talk.
Yeah, you're going to be pretty full.
So that's why I say we'll probably have a second one this month. Just to go.
Well,
We can announce that then at the next council meeting.
Yeah. I'll let you and Steve know.
Any other new business to be brought before council? Someone like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. The next, just to recap, Public Safety will be meeting on the 13th at 6:30 to discuss interviewing. The Committee of the Whole will be on the 27th. And we don't meet on Martin Luther King Day. We meet Tuesday.
Yes.
So the next meeting will be the 21st of January. That's a Tuesday at 7:30. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.